Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are live at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Do the Florida Panthers punch their ticket to the conference finals tonight?
Yes.
We will find out in 6 short hours. Well, we actually will find out in like 9 short hours, but the game will start in 6 short hours, and you will hear it right here. And the Carolina Hurricanes won last night, so if the Panthers do advance, it will be the Carolina Hurricanes facing off against the Panthers or the Maple Leafs in the Eastern Conference Finals. Do you know, Solana, if the Panthers would have home ice over Carolina? I honestly don't know.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if they'd have home ice, but I'll tell you what. If the Panthers beat the Toronto Maple Leafs, we're headed back to the Stanley Cup Finals for the third straight year, boys.
Oh, we're doing that already.
Let's go.
We're going to do that with Carolina.
We're
Carolina's
right
a good team.
Right. Yeah.
What are you doing?
We're right
what
back, baby.
Why are you doing this? What is happening?
Because we can.
Why are we doing that? Carolina's a really good team. Do you know if they'd have home ice?
I think. Let me see. Panthers 9. Is it go by points or wins?
I have no idea. I'm guessing points.
Panthers had 98. Carolina had 99.
I'll wait till we talk to Plagans in the 4 o'clock hour.
I pulled up standings and I'm like, I don't know how to read this.
Yeah,
thing.
I know. Hockey standings get me very confused.
I don't know how to read.
There's
this
too many thing. Things going on with hockey standings. Too many things. Anyway, we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. We are loaded up today. I have a little amazing behind the scenes story, but Doug Plagans is going to join us today here live. Billy Lindsay is going to join us today here live at the broadcast table. Mike Cugno is going to join us here live. And Giselle Espinales was supposed to join us here live in the first hour. And then she just texted that she can't make it, that she's caught in traffic, she's not going to make it. And then texted me a picture, and it's Will Manso driving. And it's so obvious what's going on here.
Right lane, 10 and 2.
Will is just playing active defense against Giselle because he doesn't want her to steal his shine on this show.
I don't know how you could be married and hate on your wife.
I mean, you got to drive in the left lane, get here quickly. All of a sudden, Will's got to stop at he's at Taco Bell getting a Baja Blast because he's in the mood. And, you know, it's like, oh, I got to stop here. I need some vitamins. Next thing you know, Giselle misses her appearance.
You feel that? I think the tire's a little loose. Let me pull over.
Let me stop at this Meineke. I got to stop at Mako. I want to get the car painted real quick.
You feel that?
Anyway, we're going to talk some Panthers hockey today, and we'll talk some NBA, talk some Dolphins schedule and Matt Mervis as well, because Matt Mervis will be in the lineup tonight for the Marlins because the Rays are throwing a righty. Mm-hmm. So I'm imagining Mervis will be in the lineup, and here's a chance for him to make a statement. You were off yesterday.
Yes.
Matt Mervis posted on Instagram because I was wavering a little bit. I got the show yesterday, and I was like, might think about Kyle Stowers here. He had two ding-dongs Wednesday night's game. And
he's better than Mervis.
And I don't know. And so I started to vacillate a little bit yesterday, and then during a commercial break, Matt Mervis posted a picture on his Instagram, and I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend, but it's with the woman that he's always with. And he was having lunch with her. Yesterday was an off day, and she was drinking an Aperol Spritz.
Oh, goodness.
And I said, this is kismet. I mean, this is meant to be. How dare I even considered dropping Mervis? That's my guy. They're drinking Aperol Spritzes on the day off, which is the only way to enjoy a day off. And I'm guessing he gets it. He gets it swinging tonight, Jack.
Aperol. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
All about it. So we'll cover all that stuff. There is a huge basketball game in New York tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest Knicks game in a minute. Tickets are. Weren't you up in New York yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. That place is basketball mad, huh?
Well, you could tell, even in the airport, yeah. Like you just Knicks fans everywhere.
They
hats everywhere. Go Knicks. I've been going to New York for 3 years now. I haven't heard the name Knicks, and now everybody's screaming, go Knicks across the airport.
So there is a big one tonight. And the Nuggets, they forced a game seven.
Yeah.
With OKC tomorrow night. You guys want to guess what the line is? Have you looked, Solana?
Yeah, I saw it on SportsCenter last night.
You want to guess what the line is? So game seven, it's in OKC.
Yes.
What do you think the line is?
Thunder favored by 3.5?
7.5.
Did they see game six?
I'm telling you, the lines in that series have confounded me. I don't think the Nuggets should be 10-point dogs in any scenario. Correct me if I'm wrong, Solana. They were 10-point dogs two games out of the six already, right?
I believe three games out of the
Remember,
six.
Remember,
that's
when we both got 11 and we were like, oh, this is great.
Right. Not that it hasn't worked out
but
for that, but man,
cover.
Game seven, 7.5-point dogs? Figure that out for me.
I don't know. Maybe they just, that the old dudes run out of energy. Because they played their tails off last night.
Who do you think tonight, Solana? Knicks or Celtics?
I think the Celtics pull it out tonight. They force a game seven. It's headed back to Boston.
What about you?
Knicks finish it off.
Knicks are, I think, 2 or 2.5-point favorites tonight. I think they finish it off as well. Yeah. I think Boston muscled up everything they could. If Derek White gives you that game again tonight, then that guy should get minutes on the Olympic team over Jason Tatum.
He literally did, Hawk.
I know, I remember.
Like, literally, he did.
I remember. It was the funny part of it.
How old is Derek White?
Well, he's one of those guys also where you could say 21 or 55, and you'd believe either side.
He needs to get his head doing something up, man. I don't even like watching him run around.
But I feel like we've been watching him run around for years.
Oh, last 2 years have been.
But I feel like it's been a dozen years.
Yeah.
How long has he been in the league, Solana?
A while, man.
26 seasons.
A while. Yeah, since like 1998, I think.
27.
How long? Honestly, how long has he been in the league? Do you know?
Nah, I, off the top of my head, no. I'd say 7 years now, but.
Was he drafted by Boston?
No.
Where did he play before that?
San Antonio.
I have no recollection of that.
I'll tell you right now. He was drafted by the San Antonio Spurs in 2017. So, yeah, 7 years. Been in the league 7 years by San Antonio.
Yeah. Today on the show, we have one final pair of tickets to see The Who.
Who?
That's right. They're bringing their North American farewell tour to the Amerant Bank Arena right here where we are in August. And we've been giving away a pair of tickets for that every day this week. It's a Live Nation show. And we will have one more pair to give away today. And let's begin with headlines. Our friend Alejandro Solana, headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Darrell Hyundai.
Something that I think is worth monitoring is Aaron Gordon's hamstring. I don't know if you guys saw
you're talking
yesterday.
About for game seven. Yeah.
Like he came up tender, had to leave the game, and it didn't look good. And their head coach after the game said, yeah, like that is very concerning. Jamal Murray, they're calling it the greatest flu game since Jordan ate some bad pizza in the mid-90s because he was a game-time decision yesterday. I don't know if he's selling it on the bench or not, but he's, like, spitting in a cup and, like, a towel over his head the whole time. But he looked great on the court, 25-8-7.
But you're not questioning him, right?
No, I mean, I would never. Some are
I'm just saying, we've seen what's happened when you just take a weekend trip and you call in sick for work and you go right to urgent care. So I know you're not questioning him, right?
No.
Others might be.
But others.
Right.
Most people that I know, actually right. Everybody I know, including Jimmy.
Everyone at the clinic?
Yeah, well, they're all questioning whether or not he was embellishing this quote-unquote illness. Because, listen, if you're a real competitor, competitors know, Crowder, you know what I'm talking about. You're a real competitor.
Don't put me in a situation with you.
I mean,
you're not in the same group.
If you're sick, stay home. Like, don't do that on the bench and look for sympathy.
Yeah.
But they are. They're limping in. It's better for OKC to win.
For the league?
Yes.
I get such a kick out of watching Jokic, though. I really do. I just get a kick out of watching him. And I know I should enjoy watching SGA more.
Yes.
Because it's fluid. Like, one is watching Van Gogh paint. Mm-hmm. And the other is watching a paint demonstration at Sherwin-Williams.
It's a bullet.
You know what I mean? Like, one is just a roller going up and down on the exterior of a house. And the other one is creating artwork.
Mm-hmm.
But I like watching the guy with the roller. I don't know why. I know why. He's white.
Give me ball. I might give it back. I might not get ball back.
Part of why I like it, because you feel like he's not even forming thoughts in his head, which is unfair. But that's like, isn't that part of the fun, is that you feel like you're watching a potato that all of a sudden, like, you know what I mean? Almost like Rain Man. Like, it was fun watching Charlie Babbitt. Was it Charlie Babbitt or was Tom Cruise Charlie Babbitt? What was Raymond? Rayman, I guess, was Raymond.
Yeah.
It was fun watching him play blackjack because you didn't think he had the wherewithal to play blackjack. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. That's how you kind of feel with Jokic, but it's not fair. But that's the way I feel.
They call sets. He gives me ball and heat.
Right. Yeah.
And move and get ready. But Michael Porter Jr. runs around with his left arm hanging around his waist. Aaron Gordon is hurt now. Like, Jamal Murray, you know, he has stomach viruses. I think it'd be a better series if OKC makes it.
I don't. I think Denver's really good, man. And they know how to go win a title. OKC.
No. But what's a better look for the NBA, I think, is the question. It's not who do you think is going to advance and who could defeat. I'm wondering if it's the Knicks.
The Knicks by far, easy.
Easy pickings.
Over,
Indiana?
No, the Knicks.
But I'm saying if Indiana faces off against Denver or OKC, is there any team in the East that can beat either Western team?
I don't think so. Mm. Boston at full strength, maybe. I don't think any.
We're still doing that with Boston, huh? We haven't seen enough to discuss. Like, they're still the first thing we answer when it comes to the East. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, they're the defending champions, Hawk.
No, I understand that, but we determined that they were fraudulent champions. That they went through a depleted East to get there.
Well, I mean,
not just us.
That's a different conversation. Because you're 100% right.
We agreed to that.
Because you're 100% right. I mean, anybody could have made it out of the East last year. And when we're reflecting back on this season, anybody could have made it out of the East this year also. But I still think Boston's the best team in the East, Wendy.
Interesting.
And Cleveland was the one seed, right?
Duh. Yeah.
And then they got drug.
Don't get
I think
me started.
OKC is the best team in the NBA.
Is OKC the best team remaining?
Yes.
Solana?
Yes, and Denver is a close second.
All right.
And the Heat, I think, are in the conversation for third.
Yeah.
Minnesota's going to be fun, though. And even that, OKC-Minnesota's more fun than OKC. I mean, than Minnesota-Denver.
Why, though? Why? What do you do?
Because they're young and they run and
young
they
and
fly
run,
around.
Like, I get that, but they're I as many times as I see Jokic seemingly be in a situation where he's got nothing to do and fire up a fadeaway 19-footer that sees nothing but net, I'm amazed by it every time, no matter how many times I see it. So there's something about watching that team that I enjoy.
So you're telling me that you enjoy Jokic putting his booty on somebody, holding his hand up in the air, and dribbling backwards into him more than SGA and Anthony Edwards,
you know why?
Creating at the three-point line,
you know
driving
why?
In, doing reverse
layup? It's the same reason that I love watching Steph Curry. It's different than anyone else. It's different than anyone else. You don't see a guy who looks like Jokic at his size do what he does. And Steph Curry, you just don't see people spotting up from everywhere and hitting nothing but net. Like, they're so different than anything you've seen that I get a kick out of watching them.
His game bores me. We've talked about this.
I think the Thunder are boring. That's why I'm surprised here. I'm not saying they're not great. They're elite. For sure. They're the best team.
But it's just basketball.
Well, no, it's boring. Like, SGA's a foul baiter. He's a free throw merchant. And he's not spectacular in terms of he's jumping out the gym. He's dunking over the top of people. Anthony Edwards is extraordinary because of his athleticism. I think SGA is a better player. The Thunder are just a very by-the-book, textbook basketball, share the rock, and SGA is going to go create space and take 17 free throws in a game, and they're just suffocating on defense. Like, at least Jokic is unbelievably, like, mesmerizing when you're watching him. You can't believe it. Anthony Edwards is a freak of nature. The Thunder don't have that sex appeal to me. They're a great team, but they're not fun to watch.
You sold me Harkenstein for 2 weeks.
By the way,
Chet Holmgren.
Several people texting in that Carolina would have home ice.
They would.
That they were the 2 seed and the Panthers were the 3 seed.
I hate it. Didn't know what was happening, but now I hate it.
You saw Alexander Ovechkin. Season came to an end yesterday. Bounced in the second round again with the Washington Capitals.
Oh, the guy who holds the goal record?
Yeah. Just pointing out, Alexander Ovechkin has only been out of the second round one time in 2018. Never out of the second round ever again with the Washington Capitals in his NHL career.
All right.
Just pointing that out.
Thank you.
He should come down here.
Now, we have guys that score empty netters already. Don't worry.
He hates on Ovechkin.
It is funny.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Winnipeg Jets staved off elimination. Finally, another NHL series other than the Panthers that goes farther than five. So they'll play game six tomorrow. Panthers tonight, Toronto Maple Leafs, 8 p.m. Any update on Evan Rodriguez? I've been looking.
He is not playing tonight.
He's out officially?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Paul Maurice said no changes in the lineup from Wednesday. So he wasn't playing Wednesday, so he ain't playing tonight.
By the way, game six at the Garden tonight, cheapest ticket is like $700. Most expensive ticket is $17,000. And I did a little bit of research for tonight just to, you know, seek a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Cheapest ticket to get into Panthers Leafs tonight, Amerant Bank Arena, is $120. Row 14 in the upper bowl on SeatGeek right now. So there's affordable options if you want to go watch some Torontoians. Torontoans? You want to watch some Torontoans cry?
Torontoans.
I think it's Torontonians.
Torontonites.
Could be.
Finally, you saw Max is renaming itself again to HBO Max? Any of you guys see that?
It was a huge mistake. It was a huge mistake when they took HBO off.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
They've always been the same company.
So they were HBO, and then they were Cinemax, and then the streaming service became HBO Max.
Oh.
And then it just became Max, because why wouldn't you go with the weaker of the two names?
Yes.
And now it's HBO Max once again. Actually, it became HBO Go.
HBO Go,
Yeah, then HBO Max, then Max, and now back to HBO Max.
I should consult with you before this.
It's just silliness. I mean, honestly, certain things don't need boardroom meetings. HBO is one of the most ubiquitous brands for great programming and great movies. So why wouldn't you have that as the moniker somewhere? Why would you remove that completely from the name of the streaming service?
HBO is one of the biggest brand names in
media,
everything.
Quality media, HBO, from The Sopranos to The Larry Sanders Show to Taxi Cab Confessions.
HBO, Cinemax. What's the other one? Stars.
Stars, Showtime, the movie channel.
Showtime fell off.
Showtime used to have some good programming itself.
Showtime fell off.
This is the fifth rebrand just in the past 4 years for Max / HBO, by the way. They've had logo changes as well, but HBO Max is returning for the first time since 2023.
Wow. I think we're all in agreement the best streaming service is Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because I'm up for an endorsement that starts in a couple of weeks.
I watch this. Apple Plus got some good ones.
No, Netflix.
No,
everything you need is on Netflix.
Started watching Black Mirror. Seen that?
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
No, I haven't watched anything on Netflix in a long time. Gotta see if I still have that.
Black Mirror. You know I like future stuff.
This is a future thing?
Yeah. You got, like, time pieces are back in the, you know, the
Right.
Yeah, I like
so this is like
20-70
flying cars and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, like if you have a brain injury, they can install a new brain, but then you have to pay like coverage fees like a cell phone for your brain and you can't
And it turns off if you don't pay like that month.
And if you don't have the premium package, you just blurt out commercials because they're selling commercials on your brain.
Stop it.
I watch.
That's brilliant.
That is
so close to happening for real. That's brilliant. So they can sell. Would you do that? Would you sell commercials in your life, right? So
yeah.
You are required. You're monitored. They put a monitoring device in you. Mm-hmm. So it's not that they control your brain, but say every fourth conversation you have with someone, the first, 30 seconds, you're doing a commercial for just that person.
Yes.
And you don't know. It could be the emergency room doctor who walks it. Like, it's just every fourth person. It could be a grieving widow. You're at a wake. Like, you don't know, but every fourth person you talk to, you have to do a live spot.
And they're sending me a check?
They're sending you a check.
I'm in. And it was triggered by certain words.
We may have just stumbled into a business model.
Who's going to keep up with the reads?
Well, we're going to monitor them. Jimmy, just walk behind them. We're going to have Jimmy walk. If anyone who signs up for this, Jimmy walks behind you with one of those old-fashioned things. Where you can hear one of those horns you put in your ear.
He just did McDonald's check.
Jimmy, call someone out of the phone book and ask them if they want to be a live endorser. I'm just kidding. All right. Anything else in the headline, Solana? That sounds brilliant. Is the show good?
It is. It's a good show. I don't even like TV. I stumbled upon it.
What's it called?
Black Mirror.
Because here's what happens. I go to any streaming service. Netflix is my preferred. Mm-hmm. I go to any streaming service. If I type in Black Swan is going to come up first, and you know I'm going there.
you can't leave
you
it.
You know I'm going. I love ballet.
One time.
I love
you
the
love
ballet.
No damn ballet.
I love the ballet. I'm a big fan of the ballet.
I don't even know what Black Swan's about.
You never seen Black Swan?
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know the movie line.
Yeah. I can recite every line. No idea what happened.
No idea.
This is the real truth. Does anyone know how Black Swan ends?
I'm telling, I do not know the arc of the movie.
I have seen Black Swan 50 times. I've never seen the ending.
She was sad. She got happy a little bit. Then she was sad again. I don't know, Hawk.
Great movie. Look at Mike Cugno.
Hey.
You ever seen the movie Black Swan? Yes, shamefully.
He turned
like,
around.
It was like a yes.
How'd it end?
No one knows how it ends. I can't remember.
No idea. Yeah.
Anything else, Solana?
I love the idea of you yelling that out to Cugno. He just turns around, walks the other
Cugno's
way.
Cugno's walking at me. You ever seen Black Swan? He's just walking the other way. Like he was never here.
Nope.
Giselle looking at Will going, drive slower.
Will, you see Black Swan? No.
You're a fan of the ballet, right? Yeah. Gave him an out. All right. You have anything else, Solana?
Just your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's another hot day in South Florida, another scorcher. That is your weather.
All right. Mike Cugno from CBS4 is going to join us in the next segment here at the Amerant Bank Arena, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go watch some black porn.
I'm good.
Hawk and Crowder.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Cugno is our friend from CBS4 in Miami, and he's here at the Amerant Bank Arena because it's a big one tonight.
That's right.
When can people watch you on CBS4? Are you gonna be going live all night?
Live at 5 o'clock and then live at 11.
All right. Yeah. You doing a story on anybody? You gonna jinx anybody?
I hope not.
The way you jinx Matt Mervis.
I think that was you.
Well, I think
I still
you,
think that
I,
was you.
I think you came in to close the deal.
Stay strong.
I think I was like the guy that you make the deal with the car.
Yeah.
And then you were the finance guy coming in to close the deal.
It's the dog days of the baseball season. We're already there. Give him a little grace. He's having a little bit of slump.
Got all the grace in the world for me. I'm on the Mervis Militia.
So like 100 games left.
Who are you doing a feature on tonight for the Panthers?
I can't tell you.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it going to be on a player, a broadcaster, an executive?
None of the above.
Really?
Yeah. There you go.
Do you have anything planned for tonight for CBS4? Or are you just kind of winging it?
No. I do have a plan.
Is it Victory Rat?
Solana, you do CBS4 Sunday nights with him. Does he have a plan, or you just kind of meander around?
Yeah, sometimes I show up, and we just kind of figure it out on the fly. But that's my style, you know?
Yeah,
that's my style.
He's always like, you can ask me whatever. I do have like a list of questions hours before he even gets in that I'm like ready to go what I want to ask, unless we're immediately after a game. But no, I prepare. I try not to go into any situation or live shot without having something to bring to the table.
Do you feel like this Panthers season is feeling the direction that it did last season? I think last season we kind of all were like, yeah, they got to the cup the season prior, and this is the season. And I had a little trepidation in the Tampa series.
Yeah.
And now I just feel like, holy mackerel. I mean, watching them play game 5,
right,
that was crazy. So I'm wondering if you have this feeling like we're headed towards this again.
I have that feeling of headed back towards the finals, but I've really been watching a lot of the other West Coast series, and I just look at Connor McDavid again, and that guy scares me. I mean, every time he moves up the ice, he's so fast. And we saw that movie once before. Like, he literally said, we're going to drag Florida back to Edmonton. And damn it, he did it.
He did it.
And he did it. And then Mikko Rantanen over in Dallas. Like, I look at the Florida Panthers can take the East. It certainly feels like that, but I'm curious as to what's on the other side of that story. Is it because Dallas has to feel like Dallas has been close. They've been knocking on the door. Edmonton was real close. So you have three teams here that kind of feel that way.
Well, we better because we had Marchand, we had Jones. We still have everybody else. Are we better than last year? I wouldn't I wouldn't feel that way after game two,
right,
this series, but the last three games starting to look like that Panther hockey.
They're better, but they're not the only ones that got better, right? Like, Dallas didn't have Rantanen last year, and now they do. And so they're a different team. Edmonton's a little bit of a different team. So, yes, the Panthers, I think, are better and honestly maybe a little meaner than they were. I don't know if that's possible because they
– Yeah, Marchand.
Right.
You had, a little bit meaner.
You had Marchand.
There was that great moment in game five. I don't know if you were flying or not. He's skating off the ice. His shift is over, and a fight breaks out. He is at the doorway.
Hard U-turn.
U-turn. Because no one had taken his place on the ice yet, and he wasn't going to let them – first of all, he wasn't going to let them fight one man down.
Yeah.
But he wasn't going to miss a fight.
It was a dog and whistle moment. Like, he wasn't even looking. He just – it's like Spidey sense.
And do you know, like – because I believe they get suspended if they leave the bench. If he was one skate on the – was inches, and he just made a U-turn beeline for the fight, and he's the one that got the penalty, too.
And then gets kicked out of the game, and then as he's getting kicked off the game, the Maple Leaf fans are yelling at him in the tunnel, and he just looks at him and smiles. Yeah. Like, it's just a different
thing. So I think they are meaner.
Just a different
thing. I think they're meaner.
Yeah.
I think that is a badass team, man. Yeah. Sergei Bobrovsky, I mean, you've got a –
What a bum. He let go a goal.
How bad did he want that shot? Wanted that so badly.
Why do you think he was standing in the corner during that fight?
He's great meme.
All he's thinking about.
Great meme. Right? That's all he's thinking about. I got another minute and a half. Yeah. But when he's locked in this way, that has to strike fear into the heart of any opponent.
Yeah. And you know what? And I thought Toronto, because remember, there was a few years ago where we thought, man, is Bob the guy? Like, we went back as a fan base back and forth with this. I mean, there was games he was even, like, they'd bring in Spencer Knight. And all of a sudden, for two games in this series, like, man, some of these goals that Bob's given up, this isn't good.
Solana called for his head.
This isn't good. I'm Solana.
Solana called for him to be benched in game three. Am I correct?
All I said, Cunha, was that I thought it was fair to have the conversation. Mm. Is it time to go away from Bob? And by the way, I stand by those words. Cunha, the first goal of this series, 30 seconds in, anybody should have made that save. Not just a world-class goalie. And then we lost game two in Toronto because of a mistake that Bob made. That fourth goal was ridiculous as well. I was just asking about the conversation.
Right, but it's not like...
I'm not so certain that was what you were asking.
Yeah, I don't think...
When's the last time Solana's asked a question rather than giving you his opinion?
I don't ever let him ask questions on the show. I always ask him the question. No, I think even that would have been a little too premature. I mean, he's the guy who got you there last year. I'm not ready. We saw, even in the Edmonton series, a couple goals last year where he gave up and you're like, what is going on there? I think you ride with Bob till the wheels fall off there.
Is Tkachuk healthy? Because it was all the talk last playoffs was Tkachuk.
He talks crap like he's healthy. I mean, he's on the bench. He's going at guys like he's nothing's holding him back. You know, he's not one of the – this is the thing about Tkachuk. I saw some speed chart thing where he's actually one of the slower guys in the league. So I think he's more of like an IQ guy. There are things he does on the ice. Sometimes if you watch him, he'll get back on plays even defensively, and you're like, how did you see the play kind of – developing that way, and no one else did, and you were the only guy who got back and stopped it. So I think he's more of an IQ guy and maybe just picking his spots. Maybe he is still a little dinged up from the Four Nations, but I'm not calling him Messi, but if you ever watch Messi like in a soccer game in Solana, you can attest to this. He kind of just lurks, right? And then kind of strikes when the moment is there, and that's where you get those flashes of brilliance. And I think sometimes Tkachuk has a little of that in him.
Who you rooting for tonight? Knicks or Celtics?
I thought you were going to say Panthers or Maple Leafs.
It would be a great twist if you're like, yeah, Maple Leafs all day. Knicks or Celtics?
I want the Knicks to win so bad. I want them to get to the finals and then lose. I never root against their four teams, but
do you think they would get past Indiana if
Yeah. I do. I think they get past Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then we were just talking about, is the West going to win the finals? Like, if it's the Knicks, if it's the Pacers.
Yeah. Who do you think wins game seven?
Whoever wins this that series out West might win the finals between the Nuggets and OKC. I love Denver. I do.
So do I.
I do. I can't bet against. They're great, OKC. They have a good, young, talented team, and they got to capitalize on that window. But, man, The Nuggets, that team is so big. And that was the other thing. They were so big and skilled. We saw them play the Heat in the finals a couple of years ago. I was like, oh, it's not that they're just big. I mean, they can shoot and then they can pass. Like Jokic, how does he pass that way? I don't understand. He's a magician out there for that size.
Yeah, it literally doesn't compute, which is why I was telling Crowder that right. I enjoy watching him, because I look at him and then he does stuff. And I said it's very similar for me for watching Steph Curry. I like watching Steph Curry because he does stuff that other people don't do. Mm-hmm. Jokic does stuff people do, but no one who looks like him.
It looks like, you know, when you have like the basket set up in the pool and the dad's like dunking on little kids. That's what it looks like. And then the slow-mos are incredible. Like when he throws like a ball behind his head to like someone who's open down low for an easy layup, you're like, there's some sweet music should be set underneath this, because it is a little bit artwork.
So Cuño's wife the other day made him brownies with zucchini in, like, the main ingredient was zucchini.
That's right.
And she swears to me that it tastes like a brownie, that I'd never be able to tell the difference.
You wouldn't.
Between that and a brownie. You explained to me how, because I saw how much zucchini she put in there. It wasn't like a little cutesy sprinkle.
I was doing a live.
That was.
A live.
It's giving me live.
Play-by-play of the zucchini. I just want to show.
Like, it's a massive amount of zucchini.
It's almost an unhealthy amount of zucchini.
There's no chance that it's a proper amount.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's a it's a lava flow of zucchini.
Wild. Yeah.
You're saying that those taste like a chocolate brownie?
They do. They do. And you feel good eating it afterwards. You know what I mean? You come home from the gym and you're like, let me pop in a zucchini muffin. Let's keep it moving.
So what was that? That was a treat she was making you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a little healthy snack to have around the house. Kid loves it. She thinks it's chocolate.
You're pushing this on the baby?
Pushing it. Pushing it. I hide it under her pillow in her crib.
Unbelievable what's going on in that house.
Like, the thing is, I think sometimes viewers think it's a bit, right? Like this whole thing with the food, and it's not.
It is,
I send you
not,
the, these sorts,
it is not a
send
bit,
these
man.
Sorts of things.
Yeah. It is so legit. Like, there is.
Like, this is coffee with protein in it, so that's why.
Do you drink that mushroom coffee? Have you seen that?
No, I've tried it, but no.
Is it any good?
It's okay. I don't like trying to be fooled. Like, decaf, I think, should be. I get why people drink decaf, but I to me it serves no purpose. So
look
I
at how skinny he looks. Like he is. Good. I mean, really? Just
no.
So
don't say skinny. Watch out. He's gonna get. He's gonna offend.
Well, he happens to look skinny
though.
Skinnier than normal. You do look skinnier than normal.
Don't it's the stress of the show.
What'd you eat today?
Eggs, bacon.
Bacon.
I think that's it.
Pork bacon.
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 The bacon my God gets angry at, or the bacon my God is okay with?
Old Testament anger.
Is this zucchini bacon?
Like there's no way that you were having Oscar Mayer pork bacon. No chance.
No, it's like the non-whatever.
Okay.
That's a little help.
Right.
That's a little help.
It's flaking. It's made with flakes of banana.
It's pour on the salad.
It's bacos.
Bacos.
That's two Baco mentions in 1 week here with you guys.
Listen, I play the hits.
I know. That's why we keep coming back to your concerts. I don't want to hear the new stuff.
I don't want to hear the new stuff. You want to hear the hits?
No.
I'll give you the hits. All right, Mike Cuño. You watch him tonight on CBS4. What time did you say you're going live at 5?
Right at the top of the show, 5, and then 11 tonight. We'll have highlights and locker room and all that.
All right, very good. So, Mike Cuño from CBS4. Have a good broadcast tonight, and we always appreciate your time. Thank you, Mike.
You guys. Love you.
There you go. We love you back.
Hey, love you, bro.
Next time, bring us some of the zucchini muffins so that we can taste for ourselves.
They don't last long in the Cuño house.
I can imagine. Those fly out of there like a Oreo at a Hockman house.
Give your daughter Uncle Channix.
Let me talk about...
I'm glad.
I really wish I had him.
You've really seen the end of Black Swan?
I've seen them. You know what upsets me about that movie is there was a scene where she's like washing her hands and she peels like her nail back and it like peels the skin, and that like freaked me out. And that's the only thing.
There's a lot
not the only
in
thing
that
I remember
movie.
That, but yeah, there's a lot going on in that movie.
There's a lot of, like when the spine comes out of her back because there's no meat on her back and stuff. Like there's some really weird stuff in that movie, but it's worth it.
Can I ask? You like the payoff. How'd you guys get there?
Because he mentioned this show he's watching on Netflix called Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
And I said, any streaming service, if I type in Black Swan's coming up, and I ain't deviating. That's where I'm going.
Really? Everyone else, it's like Top Gun, I'll always watch on FX. Black Swan comes on.
You give me a chance to see Black Swan or Wild Things. If one of those two movies is on any channel, that's when I call, like, I yell for my wife and son. I go, hey, I think at 7-Eleven, you got to get me this. I don't care what time it is. I get everybody out of the house. I don't need to be bothered when I'm watching Black Swan or Wild Things.
Light some candles.
For him, it's Bill Dance.
Oh, it's largemouth bass tournament. Let's go.
Asia, can you go to the 24-hour grocery?
Yeah, the house.
Anyway, thank you, Cugno. We appreciate it, Mike Cugno. Doug Plagans is yet to join us today. Billy Lindsay is going to join us today as well.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida. We want Florida.
Hawk and Crowder.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.